Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
ESNY.
Alright, what up? Welcome back. Episode 73 of the Wide Right Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Honey. As always, Elite Sports New York and the Elite Sports Radio Network. A little bit different of a plan today. Not talking so much Giants stuff today. I don't think we got into Giants stuff at all. This episode, I had my two friends, Rob from back home, and Mike, who I went to college with, join me for this episode. We talked about some baseball, some Yankees, some Mets, some spider tack, you know, the MLB cracking down on pitchers using foreign substances, things like that. I think we got into a little video game talk maybe at the end, you know, different things. So mostly kind of a baseball conversation, not necessarily what we do here on the Wide Right Podcast. Actually, not what at all what we do on the Wide Right Podcast, to be honest with you. But thank you so much to Mike and Rob for both coming on the show and helping me out with this episode. I'll try to have them on regularly from now on. You know, conversations about different things. Obviously, when it gets into football season, we'll be talking about Giants stuff, Jets stuff, things like that. So, but for today, not too much NFL stuff at all. Talking baseball, video games, and whatever the conversation gets into. So, hope you guys enjoy that. We'll get into that in a second. But before we do, as always, follow us on Twitter at Elite Sports NY. That's at Elite Sports NY. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Honey ESNY. Subscribe and listen to the Wide Right Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Hope you guys enjoy episode 73. And yeah, let's get to it.
Here, I have friends helping me out, so we're not going to introduce either of them because like that's just going to take too long. I have too much to say about Robbie and Michael. But I have friends now that are going to help me out, really helping me out here and there. Both Yankee fans, both from the New York area. Well, one's from New York. Robbie is. You'll hear a lot from him. But they're both Yankee fans, so we have to get into some baseball and talk about – I have no idea, by the way, what spider tack is. By the way, a bug just bit me in the neck. I have no idea. What is spider tack? Like, what is that?
Dude, it's just some super, like, sticky substance. I don't know what exactly to compare it to, but it's absolutely, like, just, it gives all the pitchers a huge advantage, but, like, everybody was using it, so I don't get why the MLB is so mad. The MLB doesn't realize that they could just market baseball around pitching. Like, they just, right. They need to see the hitters do better. They unjuiced the balls a couple years ago. Everybody knows the balls were juiced. And then the pitcher started using sticky tack to kind of get ahead of that. And now it's an issue because the balls are back to normal. And
right.
Pitchers are now at fault for trying to even the playing field. But
dude, it wasn't confirmed that – so that was Michael talking for those listening. It wasn't confirmed, I guess, that like – I think the initial thing was that like that Gerrit Cole was using it was because like his spin rate – now, I don't know what spin rate is. I'm like a service level fan. I have no idea. I don't get into spin rate or anything like that. I don't even get into like OPS. I get into OBP. Like, just get on base. I don't care. But all like, right. Well, no, the spin rate declined like a lot, I think, from one start to the next when they had started to say that they're going to crack down on it. The thing that gave it away was like that one press conference where they were like, do you use spider tack or whatever? And like,
yeah,
and Cole
he just sat there for 10 minutes and didn't know what to say.
He didn't know what to say. Like, but if he didn't use it, he would just be like, no, what are you talking about?
Let me give you a quick physics lesson. So spin rate is just revolutions per minute. And that's just how fast the ball is going to spin. So if you have a higher spin rate with a fastball, it's going to come in a little bit faster. Either way, it's going to be harder to hit because the ball's rotating more.
You're making me sound like a moron.
If you got a higher spin rate, if you got a higher spin rate on a curveball, the ball's going to snap out of your hands and it's going to dip about an extra inch or two more than it would on a regular curveball. So all these pitchers are using this stuff just to get their spin rates up, and it makes their stuff five times filthier than it would be. Like Garrett Cole, huge, huge offender, huge sticky tack guy. And I'm saying that as a diehard Yankee fan, I hope he keeps using it. I think the MLB, I think them stopping the pitchers from using it is bad for the game. I think that everybody should keep using it and just like, dude, you get suspended 10 days with pay. That's not even bad. You miss one start.
Well, the thing, they originally were like, I think the original punishment were that they were just going to like tell you to stop using it during the game and like take the glove out.
Yeah, so, and they did that. They did that for one pitcher on the Cardinals. Do you remember the Cardinals manager going on that huge rant a couple weeks ago? Did you see that at all?
I think so. Yeah. I don't like the problem is like there's so many like games and stuff. Like the thing with baseball season is with football season, if something happens in a game, that's all you talk about for a week.
Yeah.
With like baseball with like remember when Conforto like leaned in to the pitch? He got hit, and then the Mets won the game.
Yeah, it was a BS
That was talked about for maybe 16 hours. That was, like, front page of the news for 16 hours, and then all of a sudden, no, there's another game. So, like, I've already forgotten about, like, Tony La Russa wearing his hat sideways or the whole Tony La Russa thing where he told them to not swing or they told him to take the pitch, and then he swung, and the guy hit the home run for the White Sox, I think, or something, like a week or two ago.
Either way,
go ahead.
Like, basically, everybody found out about the spin rate stuff because pitchers that's careers were just not going well, just elevated, were taken to the next level. And you know who's the guy that pointed out to everyone?
Who's that?
The guy whose career got taken to the next level because he started using illegal substances. One Mr. Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer, if you look at his career with the Indians, bro, his best season with the Indians, his ERA was like a 4.5. He goes to the Reds, and he starts tweeting about, oh, I know the exact formula to make my spin rate go up 900 RPMs or whatever it is. He literally tweeted it in like 2017. I know exactly what to do. I was taught this by the Astros pitching coach. So he started using it. Plus, in a shortened season where he was only facing maybe three of the four worst lineups in baseball, being the whole NL Central, because that's all they played last year, and the Cubs were bad last year, the Brewers didn't have Yelich most of the year, and you play the Pirates every fifth day, and then like you're also getting mixed in with the Tigers and the Royals, who were also garbage last year. Like, obviously, he's going to excel, and you see his stats go up. So the big thing with all these pitchers, like, Garrett Cole, when he was on the Pirates, was a super mediocre pitcher. Nobody knew who he was. Like, he was the number one overall pick, but that didn't mean anything because he was bad.
Yeah.
Justin Verlander was on the verge of retiring because he was horrible. And then both of them end up on the Astros, and then both of them end up 1 and 2 in the Cy Young race because the Astros pitching coach was the first guy out of all the MLB pitching coaches to be like, hey, this works. Let's use it. And just they abused the crap out of it. And like, there's nothing you could do about it at that point. Like, then everybody else found out. But it's been around for a while. It's not just these three guys that are using it.
Looking back on it, and it's funny. I don't know if Robbie knows this, but like, Mike and I went to what was it? Game 5 of the ALCS.
Game 4 of the ALCS.
Game 4 of that ALCS in 2017. And we had like. No idea. I mean, obviously that game they weren't doing it because they weren't at home, but like had like no idea what was going on as far as the cheating shit, as far as like the sign stealing. And then like a couple years later, everything kind of, you know, drops and everything kind of comes out and it's like, crap, we were like at that series. Like it was so obvious though, because like if you look at like,
We almost weren't at that series. I made us miss the train.
Yeah.
You screwed up.
Yeah, we screwed up. Yeah, we showed up in like the fifth, sixth, and we saw Judge hit the home run.
We were down 4-0.
And it wasn't even like, oh, we missed like not a great game. It was like one of the best games.
Dude, that game was insane.
Yeah. Tickets weren't even that expensive.
Yeah, it was like $60, which is crazy.
I thought like nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Once I saw it was $60, I was like, okay, we're going from Delaware.
It cost us more to like go like there.
It cost us more to get three beers at the game.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It cost that. Robbie, we went to a game. I remember it was in Jeter's final season.
Yep. Yeah.
We went to a game in the Bronx. I think, what was that, 2014? The tickets were $30, and then we got, like, the chicken tenders and the crab fries. It was, like, $35.
Yeah, the food there is absurd.
Yeah, that's, like, yeah, because someone hit a walk-off.
I remember specifically, obviously, half the friend group that was there were huge Yankee fans, and I remember being Jeter came up in the ninth with two outs, a guy on second.
Jeter went 0-5 that day.
Yeah, he did. He did terrible. But I remember our friend Dom, who's like the biggest Mets fan and like hates the Yankees, was like, I swear to God, if Jeter hits a walk-off, I'm going to be so mad. All you guys are going to talk about is how he had a walk-off. And he ended up getting out. And I don't remember who it was that hit a walk-off home run in like the 10th inning. I think it was in extra innings that someone hit a walk-off.
Was it a McCann?
I think it was McCann. Yeah. It was a lefty batter for
was
sure.
Was it Brian?
Because James
is on the Mets.
No, it was Brian McCann. Brian McCann's, I don't think, in the league anymore, is he?
Yeah, no, he's retired at this point.
James is on the Mets. And he's playing pretty well right now.
Yeah. No, it was Brian McCann. He had a walk-off. That was fun to watch.
It was what was up?
There was one Yankee game I went to, I think in like 2015, when the Astros like first started being good. It was probably the worst game ever to watch in person. It was Dallas Keuchel versus Nathan Eovaldi. And the game ended 1-0 on a walk-off sac fly.
Oh, my God.
Exhilarating.
Yeah, there were four hits the entire game. It was so miserable to be at.
That's like the Mets losing in like a DeGrom start. It's like, I remember.
1-0, he gives up two hits.
Yeah, two hits, one non-earned run through like seven innings. And the Mets, I remember, I was so like, the Mets are good now. The Mets are like playing really well. It just like scares me because they're playing well now. They won two out of three against San Diego, and they're going for the four game sweep tonight against.
I think we lost them.
Yep.
What's up?
Your video and voice cut out for a little bit. What were you saying?
Am I good now?
Yeah, you're good.
That's what happens when you know we all live so far apart. We got to do this. The Mets are up.
5 minutes from you, but okay.
That's true. The Mets are up five games, which like obviously, I mean, that the whether you look at it, that can be, I guess, a significant lead maybe like at some points, but like the Mets have like four versus Washington and then four versus Atlanta and then four versus Philly, and then they have a Washington makeup game, and then they have three in against the Braves and then three against the Yankees in 4th of July weekend. Literally, if the Mets screw it up, they could be in second place, like, real quick. That's what, like, scares me a little bit about that team. I don't know. I just think – plus, DeGrom just keeps getting hurt.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you watched last night, he was done in, like, 20 minutes because that's how long it takes him.
He might have straight up struck out, like, 24 people last night if he didn't get hurt.
Well, it takes 10 minutes to get through three innings because, like, it's like eight pitches an inning for him. And the Mets, same thing, because they don't really get their bats going until like a couple innings in last night, I think. But I get worried with DeGrom because like he left his last start after like six with like flexor tendonitis. Everybody's freaking out on Twitter thinking he's going to like it's a big injury. And then, which sometimes it could be. And then he gets like the shoulder soreness last night. I'm like worried that. And I'm knocking on wood profusely right now that like it's the big one is like at some point in the future.
Dude, I think they should shut him down for the year because you Mets fans are getting annoying.
Oh, we're getting annoying. We're getting annoying. All I hear about is the 27 titles. Meanwhile, 20 of them were won in before like 1962.
Come on. You know I'm not that type of Yankee fan.
Do you know where careers would be with the Yankees if they didn't win in 2009? Cashman, I don't think, would be around.
Dude, Cashman shouldn't be around. Get rid of him and Boone.
Well, they're like a pass to them. They're like attached to him. It's like John Gruden and the Raiders. Like if they go through another bad year, he's coming back.
They're attached at the hip because Cashman can work Boone like a puppet. Boone says nothing of substance in any interviews. Every day it's just, oh, we're getting better every day. We had some D-snap at-bats. We just need to work on individual things. Like, no, dude, the team's horrible.
Didn't he say, like, hitting into double plays is, like...
Oh, yeah, he was like, thing? The Yankees are, like, by far leading the league in double plays, like, maybe the most ever at this point in the season. And he was like, oh, yeah, good teams hit into double plays because that means you hit the ball really hard and there's people on base.
Like, what?
Which just destroys an inning.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about how that ruins the inning or any sort of, like, you know.
The only time a double play isn't the worst is if you have loaded bases and there's no outs. Then at least you score a run. But besides that, it's literally the worst possible thing that can happen.
It's like I heard that. It's like it sounded like he just had nothing left to say. Like he's just like
he has nothing left to say. Like if you actually listen to any of his interviews, he says the same exact thing every day.
But even, like, even in the years that, like, they've been good in the regular season recently, there's got to be, like, a hump they get over. And it's so weird to say that with the Yankees because, obviously, it's the most successful history of any sports franchise. It's so weird to say, like, they need to get over a hump because, like, every year they're not the favorite every single year. I mean, I don't know the odds off the top of my head every single year. Obviously, you'll have Dodgers up there. But they make – the Yankees are responsible for, like, a significant amount of the betting traffic when it comes to who – when you're betting on who's going to win it all, like, at any point in the year. I mean, there's still people probably betting on them to win it. Yeah, there's still people – you should see Lindor's MVP odds. They're still up there.
It's absurd, dude.
I don't know why that's he's better now. But I don't know why he was bad. You can't be that bad as he was through that big portion of the beginning of the season and expect to win MVP. Unless you're going 3-for-4 every single night.
Bro, did I tell you what I took before the season? I feel like I told you.
No, what's that?
Ohtani, MVP.
I said
it before the year. All he has to do is bat 250, hit some home runs, and pitch decent, and he has it locked up. And he's hitting incredibly and pitching even better.
I want to know.
Vlad's the nemesis.
Vladdy's hurting us, but.
I wonder if, like, young kids who are just kind of watching baseball for the first time think that's, like, it's normal for, like, a pitcher to get taken out and get put into, like, right field.
Yeah.
Like
all I'm saying is put Vlad on the mound, then tell me who the MVP is.
Dude, like,
give
it's
Vlad
like,
one inning.
Although Ohtani wasn't – well, Ohtani was good. He got off to a slow – when was his rookie year?
Dude, he won rookie of the year.
It was Andujar's rookie year because I remember
it was 2017 or 18? No, 2017 was Judge.
Yeah, so it was 2018.
2017 was Altuve won MVP in 2017.
Yeah, because Judge won rookie of the year.
Allegedly won.
Yeah.
I don't recognize it. But
did they take it away from him? No.
No. Oh, that's actually something that I wanted to talk about with the tax stuff.
You heard what Carlos Rodon said, right?
What Rodon said. He basically said, you know, it's crazy that they're suspending people 10 games for using sticky tack when you literally can prove that the Astros cheated their way to a World Series and they didn't get any type of suspension at all.
No, nothing.
Which is just absurd. I mean, you're talking about, like, I mean, Manfred's ideas, he wants to make baseball fun again, or for a younger audience. And not only is he destroying it, but, like, the biggest blemish in MLB recent history is by far the Astros. And what was the punishment? He basically, what he tried to do was silence it so that no one talked about it. But now I feel like since he didn't do anything, people talk about it even more. Yeah. And if you punish them right the first time, they wouldn't talk about it anymore.
People talk about it even more, but it's crazy how, like, the people who were responsible got back into baseball so quick. Like, he got a job. Who is the guy? Cora back with the
everybody but Beltran is back.
Well, I said
Beltran got cursed because he went to the Mets. You don't go to the Mets and expect this to happen.
Well, I said like Lindor. At the end of the year. It was so it was so weird. Well, that's a different conversation because it was $340 million. But I said at the beginning of the year, you know, the Mets brought back Rojas. First of all, I wasn't a big fan of Rojas because he wasn't even supposed to get the job in the first place. He needed the biggest scandal ever for him to get the job. And he takes this Mets team last year that supposedly is supposed to have all this talent up and down the lineup, and he can't even take them to the playoffs in a year when literally double the number of teams made the playoffs. Like, they were supposed to be – people had the Mets going to the postseason. People had them, you know, going possibly deep into the postseason, reasonably so, because that the Mets have talent in the lineup. I mean, when they're healthy, there's talent in that. Even like some of the guys who don't get as much, you know, attention. Like I love Brandon Nimmo. Guy goes from first to third in 2 seconds. Like, he takes his team that has no, you know, has all this talent, and they don't even, and they're one of the bottom seven teams in the National League last year. I said, just hire Beltran back. Like, nobody cares about that anymore. If Hinch is getting the job, if AJ Hinch is getting the job, regardless of who it's with, because I know the Tigers aren't much, even though the Yankees apparently have problems with them, just hire Beltran back. I don't know why Steve Cohen buys a team and he revamps the whole front office and everybody's changing everything, but keeps Luis Rojas. I don't get it. But speaking of cheating, did we want to read the tweets that came out?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're talking about that guy.
They're not on Twitter anymore.
What's up?
They're not on Twitter anymore.
He deleted all of them.
They all got deleted.
Was he get, like, threats?
No, he tweeted something out today. I can't even remember. Do you remember the guy's name? Or if you go on his Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know his name because I just had the tweet saved in the DMs because I sent it to a bunch of people.
The most absurd thing I read was, so he went down the list.
Let me see if I can find it.
He went down there was a thread of all the things he's accusing all these teams or stuff that he's heard. The most insane thing I read was that, like, the Twins would open up the door in the left field because, like, it brought suction in.
Nah, dude, the funniest part of the whole thing was the Adrian Beltre part. Adrian Beltre, dude, he was just like, yeah, Adrian Beltre would buy, like, one of his friends a ticket in the stands, and he would, in center field, and he would have binoculars look at the catcher's signs, and if it was an off-speed pitch, he would wave a t-shirt in the sky.
What?
Which also, like, any fan could also just sit there and
speak.
So,
yeah.
No, I just pulled up the tweet of what he said today. So deleted them all, and he said, I deeply regret everything that I said. It has turned my life upside down. It was a mistake, and I should not have reported on unfounded allegations. I sincerely apologize to all those impacted. It should not have happened, and will not happen again. Stick to stats. That is his exact tweet. So I guess he clearly has gone completely back on what he said yesterday.
This is why I don't get involved in stuff. This is why I don't open my mouth. Because, like,
it sounds like he got a lot of backlash, but, like, it might be true.
Oh, yeah. He probably got backlash from all the teams he called out. Because he brought up Judge's stats. He said, he goes, stick to stats. Meanwhile, he's bringing up Judge's stats.
Yeah.
And then he brought up the Royals in 2015.
Saying that the Royals cheated.
So I guess the Mets won the World Series that year then, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Yeah, I mean, that they lost, you know, four games to one. Yeah, I guess they would have came back.
It was Matt Harvey's fault.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he wanted to come back. I root for Matt Harvey because he was like, he's not the Grom level, obviously. But when you're talking about, like, the number one pitcher in New York spotlight, he was DeGrom before DeGrom was DeGrom. So was Syndergaard. Syndergaard was supposed to be the guy before DeGrom was.
Yeah, and that's when's he gonna pitch?
I don't know. He keeps having setbacks, man.
Who's gonna pitch first, him or Sevy?
Well, Sevy got re-injured.
I know.
What was it? Something with his leg.
Sevy's another one. It sucks. Like, you want these guys to come back so much, and then they have these, you know, the rehab starts, and you think that's, like, the last step, and then it's just like, it turns into, like, 6 more weeks, 8 more weeks, whatever it is. You know who's coming back apparently in a month is Eloy Jimenez.
Oh, which
is crazy because The White Sox apparently it was weird behavior.
Dude, he died.
Like they were like, I think there was the one tweet that was like, you know, with us tonight and always, and the jersey was signed in the dugout. People probably had the people who don't follow baseball probably had the research like what happened, if something tragic happened.
Yeah,
it was a 4-month injury. Then that was a couple months ago.
He tore his pec.
Yeah, I think he was supposed to be. I think he's coming back a little early. I think he was supposed to come back. They were saying like maybe for the playoffs. So he's coming back early, but it's like this guy didn't like suffer a career-ending injury or like, and he didn't die. Like they kind of just like acted like the guy was dead.
It was weird.
Like they acted like somebody brought a gun to the field and murdered him on live TV.
It was just so weird, man. I don't know. I saw it. I was like, I had to look up what happened because I didn't know. I knew that he had gotten hurt, but I was like, was there like a setback in his like recovery, like a huge setback, and he's not going to play for a long, long time because he was only supposed to be out for like 4 months. Look at like guys like Syndergaard hasn't pitched since 2019. You got these guys who go on an entire like they tore their UCL and they're done for that year and they're done for half of the next, and like they're not getting the attention that he got. It was just weird behavior. But I thought the funniest thing that I saw, or the most, you know, the craziest accusation I saw, was the Twins opening up the left field, the doors to the bullpen, I guess, because it creates like suction. Because I think did the Twins play in a dome?
They used to.
So maybe that was it. So it
They talked about that, and like the Twins were always really bad in that stadium.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know how you could, if you punish a team for like attempting to cheat, if it doesn't really, you know, work. The Astros, obviously it worked because they were super good that year. I think did they just do it in 20, or they did it in 2017 and parts of 2018. I think.
Well, that was what they
found. Well, we don't know.
The thing is like for me, is like if you're cheating and it's working, like why would you stop? Like there's just no reason to stop. Like if you're cheating, it's working, and you haven't got caught. Those three things, and you're like, somebody in their right mind would be like, huh, we cheated and won a World Series. Let's stop doing that. That just doesn't really make sense to me. I think they use it all the way up until they did end up getting caught. I also don't think the MLB wants to keep looking into it. Because like I said before with Manfred, I think he just wants the whole thing silenced and he doesn't want more to come out.
I feel like the whole spider attack thing and cracking down on that is like a desperate attempt to like, he wants more high scoring games and
why did he dead the ball? People are clearly saying that he changed the ball this year, and that's why there's so many, there's like less home runs. It's not as high scoring. And actually, Pete Alonso has a quote about that. I can't remember exactly what he said, but
he said something about how they did something to the balls when there was a the free agent market, either for, you know, position players or pitchers was going to be stacked that year. I forget what he said, and I forget what year it was. But yeah, I don't. They it seems they change up stuff every single year.
Yeah, they changed the ball, I think, in order to find like that like middle ground. But obviously, Manfred kind of wants like the high scoring games, so that's why he's shutting down the whole using the sticky stuff, because it's not just spider tech; it's a bunch of other things too. But I mean, at the same time, like if you just didn't change the ball and just kind of like let them use like the sticky stuff, if you make a mistake, you make a mistake. Like that's going gone. But the ball is so much more dead this year that it's completely different. Like I mean, the guy just should have. I mean, in all fairness, Manfred's an absolute idiot, and he's trying to improve baseball, but he's ruining it at the same time. So I don't even know what his plan is, because it's not working.
Your words, not mine. I don't follow baseball enough to know. People don't like him.
You can ask me all you want on that. You could send this link to him directly, and I'll call him an idiot to his face, because that's how much I dislike the guy. The
only thing he's improving is an army of haters.
Oh, yeah.
I know people don't like him.
And he's, I mean, his whole thing was like to try, because he's trying to decreased time because people our age and younger, like, I guess don't have the time to watch a full game or don't have the attention span. But it's like, what's like the whole, it's like, to even go back to the whole like man on second and extra innings, it's still a 10 inning game. Like, is someone that just watched a full 9 innings gonna like suddenly leave because the extra innings is so much longer? Like, you're not really making it more exciting, and you're not shortening the length of the game, really. It's you just do, kind of.
Do they have that rule, by the way, in the show? I keep forgetting to buy
they
it.
Do, they, do.
They do, yeah.
The run
I actually
on.
Don't mind it in the show because I want the game to be over. But when it comes to like actual games in real life, games, I'm trying to watch it.
A lot of games in the show are 3-inning games, too. So like, yeah, if you play a 3-inning game and it goes to extras, like it gets it over quick.
What do you mean a lot of game? Like when you play online?
Like, yeah, like a lot of game modes. There's like the one game mode where you play ranked and it's 9-inning games, but then like the side game modes they have, it's all like 3 innings.
Well, they've tried to like make, I think over the years, they've tried to make sports video games within sports video games like shorter. Yeah, I know, like,
I love baseball. I don't want to play a 9-inning game of baseball. No. I'm sitting there for like an hour playing Xbox.
I'll watch a 9-inning game. I ain't playing a 9-inning game, though.
I'll watch a 9-inning game, but even then, like, my attention span isn't, like, fully every single pitch. Like, there's some, like, it's long. I get why they're doing 7-inning doubleheaders, to be honest with you, because it's long for the players. It's like, and the Mets have 3 7-inning doubleheaders in like 7 days coming up. Because there's been, like, there were, like, I think the Mets were home for Memorial Day weekend, and I'm sure you both remember it, like, poured in, like, the New Jersey, New York area.
Yeah, dude, the Mets got real screwed because their first series got canceled, too, because of COVID.
Mm-hmm. I think I could look up, like, the standings and stuff. I think it's still the Mets have played the least number of games in all of it. Yeah, so the Mets have played 60 games.
We're, like, 3 weeks into the season. The Mets had, like, 11 games played.
The Mets have played 60 games, and the Marlins have played 68. That's a big difference. Yeah, but they had so many. But not even like the first series got stopped because of COVID. I think that was in like April. So yeah, that was before like the vaccination started rolling out, when games are still kind of getting canceled. Because I haven't seen a game really get canceled due to COVID in any sport in like a while. Probably since the big one was, I know, because I lost like my bracket because of it, partly was because I remember there was a first round game in March Madness that got canceled. It was like VCU or something, and yeah, Florida, maybe.
VCU played someone and the game just got pushed off.
Yeah. And of course, I lost it because I had like VCU, I think, was the one that had the positive COVID test. And so they had to forfeit. And of course, I had VCU. My bracket sucked. My bracket was the worst bracket. Even I had like the Survivor League too, that I could have, the Survivor bracket thing. Lost that too, first round. I took like a 4 seed. They lost. All right. I don't know why I didn't just take a 1 seed. But yeah, like I get the whole 7-inning thing. Games are, and the video games have gotten like quicker. I remember with Madden, I think in the older Maddens, the average time for a game, like 5 minute quarters, was like hour and 3 minutes. Like, that's a lot. That's way too long to be sitting down. I could play now like 3 games in an hour, mostly because I rage quit the first two.
Well, yeah. Well, you can also adjust it in Madden. And most games now, besides like MLB, is different because it's innings. It's not really time.
Yeah.
But when it's halves and stuff, it's easy to adjust because you could play like 2 minute quarters, really, if you really wanted to. And it'd be over in a heartbeat.
Is this NFL 2K game ever going to come out? They were supposed to.
I think even if it comes out, Madden's going to dominate the market. So it's a waste of money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They got to make. I don't think the Madden people listen to any of us. Because we long for changes every single year, like significant changes. I'm like bring like superstar mode back. I don't like face of the franchise because there's like too much with it. Or what is it called, like QB1 now, or long shot, where it's just like there's too much in it. You play like your high school games.
What?
Yeah. in like the long shot mode in the newest Madden, you play like your like high school game, then you play like a showcase, and then you get like recruited, then you got to play in college. Like, I just want to get like superstar mode. You used to just like create a player, and then you get like drafted in the sixth round.
Nah, the best part about superstar mode was in like Madden 2005 when you get to just randomly generate your parents, and like. Every time I would keep randomly generating until like my dad was a Hall of Fame running back and my mom was like a track star.
Yeah.
So, like, I would be a rookie with like 98 speed and like 99 agility.
The best was when they had like in Madden 08, I think they had Devin Hester as like 100 speed.
Yeah.
They didn't put it at 99. They capped it at 100. And they had, you used to be able to have an agent. And you started off with an apartment, and then you upgraded to like the penthouse, and then like the mansion in like your like seventh year or whatever. Like, they used to have that. And did you all ever play the college football video games when they were a thing?
I did not. Yeah. My dad used to always say, "I already bought you Madden. I'm not getting you another football game. It's the same thing."
It wasn't the same thing. It was actually. When you used to play Road to Glory, oh god, I wanted my quarterback to play for like a team around this area. So I had to play Rutgers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to play for Rutgers, and we were awesome. And I remember like it was crazy because when I first started playing it, I was like, why is this? You know, why is like the, I'll just say a name off the top of my head. Why is the Florida quarterback, you know, quarterback number 15, not Tebow? I never understood the whole like thing. I still don't, by the way, the whole thing with like players can sue. Cause like they're using their likeness.
Yeah.
That's a huge conversation like, that I still
aren't, don't know. Aren't they doing legislation now?
They're bringing it back. Yeah. But it's called, it's interesting how college football, if you've noticed, they don't really say NCAA football anymore.
Yeah.
You ever realize that? Like, it's not like they say college football, like it's college football playoff. It's not. And I think like the NCAA doesn't really have much to do with college football anymore. I think that's the reason, but it's coming back. It's going to be called like college football 2022.
Yeah, it's in a few years. I don't know if it's next year or the year after.
Yeah, like 2020. It'll be a while.
I think it's 2023 that they're coming out with it.
Because they announced it like four.
It would be in 2023 because Madden comes out what? And like usually like, when's August. The new one coming out? Is it like August or something?
Usually like mid to early August.
Yeah, I mean I haven't bought a Madden in forever because I don't want to buy the same game for $60 every single year.
Yeah, no, Ryan doesn't buy it because he doesn't want to have to buy the game for $60 and then a controller for $60 every week.
I haven't broken a controller in 2 years. I don't do that anymore.
Because you haven't bought Madden.
I have the new Madden. I have the latest one.
Yeah, whatever.
I canceled my Xbox Live. Or I'm doing that. I don't play.
Ryan's too busy for that stuff, you know?
It's immature, dude. I'm older now. I've grown. I don't need to play video. Although I do have the UFC video game, and that is actually
UFC fire. UFC is fun. Yeah.
I suck at it, though. It's hard.
Yeah, no, you don't have to know the controls in that game to have fun.
Yeah, you just button mash, and it's like you play like career mode, and so like you can hear like you get like a thing from your manager, and it's like, oh, Dana White's going to be at this fight. And so I'm like, oh, I got to, like, do good in this fight. And you just hear Dana White in the game, just, like, on the side. You could hear him. They make it, like, audible. He's just talking shit. he's like, this guy sucks. Like, I'm walking in, like, my guy's got tattoos all over. I made my guy look so, like, ripped up, tattoos and all that. And he just, like, I haven't played in, like, months, but he sucks. But, yeah. I don't play. I haven't played like NHL or FIFA in like years. And those are the two best ones, I think.
Oh yeah.
Though usually.
Well, 2K. The show is definitely the best now.
Well, I didn't play the show in years because it was
PlayStation only.
Because they had MLB 2K.
Yeah.
And that ended in like 2013. The last one I have has what's his name? Roy Halladay on the cover.
Yeah, that's the last year they made it, 2012.
Yeah, I have the one that has Roy Halladay on the cover. I think that's the most recent one, and that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, they just continued that.
Mm-hmm. And then I think one, there was one that had Reyes on the cover, and then there was one that had David Wright. There was a couple years ago.
David Wright was on MLB The Show 08.
Oh, okay. There was a couple years in a row where there were Mets covers. And then I have MVP Baseball 05, which is obviously the best.
That's the best baseball game of all time. The soundtrack on it was even better than the game.
Yeah, yo, they had Tessie by...
Tessie's a great song.
I used to have to go into it, and when I would start a season, they would have the 2005 Mets roster on it, not 06, obviously. So I would have to go in. I made all the trades. I would get, like, I think Beltran was on the team, and Wright and Reyes when they were very young.
No, Beltran's on the Royals in that game.
Oh, was he? So I had to make that trade, too.
It's crazy that I know that because, like, I've recently played that game. Like, before the show would come out, every once in a while, I would, like, hook up my PlayStation 2 and just play that.
I've been looking for, like, PlayStation 2s to buy on, like, eBay because I have so many – I have so many games. I don't know what to do. You can't sell the game. I don't think anyone's going to buy them.
Nah, people might buy that. That's a classic.
Yeah. Bring it. I have about 20 games over there. Bring it to GameStop.
They won't even buy PlayStation 2 games anymore at GameStop.
No, really?
They're not?
Yeah, no, they won't. They won't even buy 360 games.
Really?
Yeah, I remember. What's a good video game to bring back? You know, any Wii games. Because Wii hasn't changed. Wii still takes all the stuff. I remember like 2 years ago, I brought back like Wii Sports and I got like $30 for it. Because they were still selling Wii Sports for like $60. It was crazy.
Like the OG,
like the OG tennis, Wii Sports.
Like the one that the golf. I used to be so good at the boxing.
Wii Sports Resorts, that too, I got like $20 for. It was crazy.
They had a Wii Sports type game. It was called like Deca Sports or something.
Yeah.
I had it. It was the original, I think the original game that had lacrosse in it. And now they have, there's actually a lacrosse video game now, like legitimately. Really? You could buy it. It's like $50. Like you could buy it on the Microsoft store. And I swear they have actual colleges in it. And you could make it, you could do like My Player. My guy was an attackman. I remember in college, one of my roommates bought it and it had, one day I was like hooked for like a couple hours. I had an attackman for UVA and for Virginia, and it was crazy. But that was the Deca Sports and the Wii was like the OG, like one that had lacrosse on it. And there's been a couple of lacrosse games that I've played since, but there was never, I was like that like fifth grader that thought like, oh, in a couple years it's going to be an EA Sports NCAA lacrosse, like 2010. And it just like
still hasn't gotten there.
No, it's not a big, there's not a big market for it. Like that game has grown, lacrosse, but like, I just don't think there's ever going to be the market for it where they're going to be like,
you would need like a big pro scene. Cause if you think about all the games that they have now, it's because the pro scene is so big and people don't necessarily buy it because of the game. People will buy it cause they like their team or, you know,
well, that's in the works.
Yeah, I know there are, like, pro leagues, but there has to be, like, a huge following.
Yeah, well, there's, like, one league now that's big. Yeah, like, the PLL merged with the MLL, that's the one league that's, like, notably big, that's, like, actual. There's the NLL, which is the indoor, that's a different style. It's more like box lacrosse, where it's tight, and it's just a different style of the game. The bigger one is the PLL. And that's like Paul Rabel started that at like a couple years ago. But the problem with it is it's not established like cities for each team. It's like they have like sites every weekend where they play.
I think that's interesting though. It's like a cool concept.
It's almost like an esports team, like where they're just like organizations instead of like actual like states.
Yeah. The thing all about right. it
yeah,
though,
Ryan, I hate to cut this short, but I gotta head out.
Alright, we'll end it there. But Thank
I'm
you
going
guys
golfing,
for...
so.
What's up?
I'm going golfing.
Yeah, he's doing fun things now. Yeah, I gotta like work out and like go to bed. But all right, thank you guys for coming on the show, and we'll do it again soon. 100%. All right, thank you to the listeners. Listen to us, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, whatever, wherever you get your shows. And all right, thanks again, guys. We'll be right back.